Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we are taking a break from our study of the book of Revelation to look at the book of Proverbs with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The world cannot touch our spirit. It is eternally secure. So at the point of conversion, at the point of salvation, the battle for the spirit has been won for Christ. Satan has lost. So he will then turn his attention to the battle for the soul. He doesn't give up on us just because he's lost us from eternity. He doubles down his efforts. If he can't have us for eternity, then by golly, he's going to have us here and now. And so the battle for the soul, the mind, really starts to hit home. And that's why we're going to find about the importance of discretion. It lives in the mind. We're going to look at that. But a truth that I want you to know from this, when it talks about that simplicity that is in Christ, the believer's life should not be perpetually overwhelming. It doesn't mean that we won't go through seasons of times when we feel overwhelmed. Scripture tells us about finding our comfort in that strong tower, running to the name of the Lord. But it should not be a perpetual overwhelming experience. As in every time that you consider the things of Christ or your walk with the Lord, it shouldn't have this sense of dread, overwhelming sorrow that comes upon you. Some people's walk with Christ seems to be that way. Well, the believer's life should, I've got should there underlined, is not God's intention. It should not be perpetually overwhelming. It should be pleasant. It should be sweet, the fellowship that we have with the Lord and the opportunities that we have to serve Him. And sometimes we get overwhelmed because we lose that simplicity in Christ that we were once made known to. We found all of our hope in the Lord. The hopes like the pastor talked about this morning. We find our joy and our happiness in the Lord. And then corruption starts to set in with the mind and distract us and distort our perception. And we lose that simplicity in the Lord. We lose that train of thought. We lose that priority. And I don't want to get too far ahead. We're going to talk about that priority here in just a little bit. But I want you to know that the believer's life should not be perpetually overwhelming. In Colossians 2:8, the Bible says, beware. Again, that thought, beware. Have this discretion. Lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. We see here the dangers that lie in man's thinking, in man's perception. It is through these tools and avenues that our mind, our soul, will be corrupted with these things, with philosophies and vain deceits. And when it's talking about the spoil you, it's here written to believers. It's not that it's going to prevent your salvation. This is going to ruin your opportunities to serve the Lord. You're still going to heaven. The spirit cannot be corrupted, but the soul can. And it's going to ruin your life down here. You are going to be perpetually overwhelmed in your walk with the Lord. That is the goal of evil, to overwhelm you, to discourage you, to put you down, to make you feel alone. And we'll get distracted through philosophies, other things. What Dr. McAllister talked about Calvinism. And he talked about how prevalent it is, especially at the higher levels of education. As people become more and more educated, a good thing, we ought to be educated. But it becomes prevalent that they start to dip their toes in the different pools of philosophies and the musings of man, and pretty soon their opinions and beliefs start to get shaped from up here instead of from what's found in here in the Word of God. And so we have a warning to beware, and it ties in with this discretion we're going to find. We got to be careful. It's the dangers of man's thinkings. And I've been doing some personal reading on some different ways of life, if you will, different lifestyles. And I love the thought of an intentional lifestyle, a disciplined lifestyle where people will, it fascinates me. They will either intentionally abstain from something that they may not have any need to abstain from. I'm not talking about things of sin. I'm just talking about things that they won't participate in or they won't allow themselves to have just as their way of life. And some things like this include the thoughts of like minimalism. If any of y'all have ever heard about the term minimalism, people that will basically try to, it's that antithesis, the opposite of the materialism. We are saturated in a lifestyle of materialism, of the consumer, of things always being pushed on us, and we got to have this, and then we got to have this because it's better, and this because it's faster, and this because, you know, it's bigger, and all these kinds of things. And a lifestyle of minimalism has kind of emerged as an alternative to that of, let's just have as little as possible and see how happy we can be. And there's a lot of neat truths and things that we find that, well, you look at people in third world countries that have nothing, and man, their families are happier and better well off than the average American household. The statistic I shared with you a week or so ago about a quarter of families in America, of children, grow up without a mother or a father, one of them. They grow up in a single parent household. I mean, 25%. That's huge. A quarter of the families, the next generation being raised, doesn't even get to experience what God's plan for a family is. It's a huge deal. So there's the materialism, minimalism. I've been reading on this thing called essentialism, which is basically about not quality, but quantity, having what's essential to life, not just minimalism's kind of the least you can do with. Essentialism is about, well, focus on the things that are important to you and put your attention there instead of branching out in 1,000 different directions, things like this. But I mention this because if you're not careful, very easily you start to wade into that pool of man's philosophies and man's ideologies. And, well, we'd be happier this, happier that. And you start to lose sight of how important Scripture is. Because suddenly your happiness isn't defined from the Word of God. It's defined from this self-help book about you'll be happier if you have less, or you'll be happier if you have more. And it's always look at how much better this person's life is, and here's what you need to do to mimic or model it after that. Well, we only have one model that's defined for us, and that's Jesus Christ, our example, and those that follow Him to be our example to follow in. And if we're not careful, the dangers of man's thinking is going to throw us off course if we're not careful. Here's a word that we hear all the time, and I have been personally guilty of this many times. I talk about getting your priorities in order. Priorities. The word in itself is an oxymoron. Here's why. It comes from the word priority, which was introduced to us around the 1400s, and it comes from the Latin word prior. And the thought of priority is the thing that is first, before all else. The first thing, it's prior, nothing else. It's the top thing. It's your priority. And in the 1900s, really about the 1940s, it became prevalent. Somehow, they took the thing, the singular item that is most important, and they managed to make it plural. And we learned about priorities. All the things that come first. Well, how can you have 10 things that come first? They would not be able to, you understand. Your second priority may as well be your 99th priority. It doesn't, you've lost it. You're in your priorities list. Priority is a singular, most important, comes before all else. And in our life, our priority ought to be to fear God. It ought to be God. Nothing else comes before Him in our life. That is our priority.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.